A quick note about this podcast. Information is provided for educational purposes only and is not intended to include or constitute financial product advice. You should obtain independent advice from an Australian Financial Services licensee before making any investment decisions. Please refer to ASX's full disclaimer with respect to this podcast on the section of the ASX website titled The Ideas Exchange by ASX.
Welcome to the February edition of ASX's Market Activity Podcast. My name is Graham O'Brien, and joining me, as usual, is Jacinta King. Welcome, Jacinta.
Thanks, Graham. It's good to be back and refreshed for the year ahead. Did you have a good break while Rob and I held the fort through December?
I sure did. The family and I went on a much-deserved long break, and the market certainly thanked us for it, I think. What a run while I was away. December. There was a nice little Christmas rally as the market rallied 7% to close the year at 7,591 points, just shy of all-time records. The fear of a hard landing for global economies is starting to dissipate. Must have been all of that spending me and the family did while we were overseas.
I'm sure it contributed, and I'm sure the retailers and others over where you were very thankful. So then, like you said, an incredible December. So what's been happening in markets through January as 2024 kicks off?
Yeah, to start the year, all eyes are still on how economies will come out of their tightening regimes. In Australia, we had better than expected inflation numbers yesterday, pushing the market to all-time highs. In fact, for the first time, interest rate markets are now predicting a very small chance that rates may come down in February. There had been a 0% chance prior to yesterday. Now there's a slim 3% chance. Looking at the share market during January, we opened at 7,591 points, rallying late in the month, thanks to the positive inflation print, to close at an all-time high of 7,681 points, up 1% for the month. Jacinta, how did the sectors perform in January?
Well, let's have a look. Look, pretty good actually. In January, 9 out of all 11 sectors were up. We had energy up 5.2%, financials up 5%, healthcare up 4.3%, consumer discretionary up 2.4%, telcos were up 1.7%, A-REITs 1.3%, tech 1.2%, small ords up 0.9%, consumer staples, no change. And resources were down 3.6%. Materials were down 4.8%.
Thanks, Jacinta. Let's take a quick look at the individual stocks and see who were the winners and losers were out of our top 300 companies. The winners for the month: Boss Energy up 38%. Megaport also up 38%. Paladin Energy up 31%. Alumina up 29%. And Elders up 19%. There were some losers during the month, though. Sayona Mining down 44%. Liontown Resources down 38%. Chalice Mining down 34%. Domino's Pizza down 33%. Mustn't have been too many pizza orders over Christmas. And Nanosonics down 32%. Now over to investment products. Let's provide a rundown of the December that was for investment products.
Thanks again, Graham. So in December 2023, total assets under management of all ASX investment products increased from $412.92 billion to $438.56 billion. So exchange traded products were up 4.6% from $165.29 billion to $172.98 billion. M-funds were up 2.7%. From $1.37 billion to $1.41 billion. LICs and LITs were up 4.8% from $48.16 billion to $50.46 billion. A-REITs were also up 9.7% from $138.6 billion to $151.96 billion. And infrastructure funds were up 3.9% from $59.54 billion to $61.84 billion. A reflection of the run in December that we saw. Now also total ETP ETP, so exchange traded products flows and asset class breakdown. So the exchange traded products flows were $25.73 billion for the month of December. And the asset class breakdown by percent saw Australian equities with 29%, global equities with 46%, fixed income 12%, cash and other with 13%. Lastly, the top five ETFs by value traded as at close, January 31st close, was Vanguard Australian Share Index ETF, ticker VAS. The Beta Shares Australian Equity Strong Bear Hedge Fund, ticker BBOZ. The Vanguard MSCI Index International Shares ETF, ticker VGS. Beta Shares Australian High Interest Cash ETF, with ticker AAA. The iShares Core S&P ASX 200 ETF with ticker IOZ. Now, at the bottom, the five ETFs by value traded as at 31st of January was Perpetual's ESG Australian Share ETF with ticker GIVE, BetaShares Digital Health and Telemedicine ETF with ticker EDOC, Spider S&P Emerging Markets Carbon Control Fund with ticker WEMG, the Global X Australia X Financials and Resources ETF with ticker OZXX, and lastly, the Janus Henderson Net Zero Transition Resources Active ETF with ticker JZRO. And last but not least, we actually welcomed four new products through December, all from BetaShares and admitted on the 6th of December. So that's the BetaShares Geared Long Australian Government Bond Fund. It's a hedge fund with ticker GGAB. The BetaShares Geared Short Australian Government Bond Fund, hedge fund with ticker BBAB. The BetaShares Geared Long US Treasury Bond Fund, currency hedged hedge fund with ticker GGFD. And BetaShares Geared Short US Treasury Bond Fund, currency hedged hedge fund with ticker BBFD. So Graham, in other news, it's time to start thinking about the ASX share market game, because registrations open next week and it's running a bit differently this year, I hear.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the game that's coming up this time around, Jacinta. We've updated the game format and it now sees the game running for 6 months as opposed to the previous 3 months. So the game this year will run from the 7th of March right through until the 5th of September. The longer running game provides more time for investors' strategies to play out, whilst the addition of monthly prizes provides plenty of incentive to stay engaged for the longer time frame. Now, we've also put in an extra $500 into the major prize pool, but I'm really looking forward to seeing how people fare over that longer term, having more time for their investment strategies to play out, and hopefully we can have a little bit of game between ourselves, Jacinta. I think from April we might have to start letting everyone know how our portfolios are faring. Hopefully we do a little bit better than the market average, but you never know. I think we might show on a monthly basis how we're going in this podcast. What do you reckon?
Okay. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Challenge accepted, because I'm looking forward to that longer time period. And I have to fess up that I didn't put a great effort into last year's game. So I really need to be a bit more committed with it. Walk the walk, talk the talk, you know what I mean.
For those people that are new to the game, haven't ever played it before, we're actually going to be doing some videos in the lead up to the game to really help you in looking at how you should be measuring shares, how you select a share to put into your portfolio, and also look at all of those ETFs. Many of them that you mentioned before are going to be a part of the game. Because you have some mouthfuls of those ETF names. I don't know how you do it each month. They definitely have plenty of detail in them, but it's a really good way for people to be long-term investing, and the six-month time frame, I think, will help in holding some of those within your portfolios as well.
Look, Graham, it sounds really good the way that you described it, and the changes are only really going to enhance the experience, I think, for those out there who are really keen to start it for the first time or do it again. So I look forward to that. Well, that's our update for February, and on behalf of Graham and myself, we wish you all the best with your investments through February.
Are you keen to learn more? Why not visit the ASX blog, asx.com.au/blog, for a wide range of articles, videos and insights from ASX experts, listed companies and investment professionals.